Hello, welcome to Old Money University. This is Justin Nyoni on Spotify. Today is the Friday, the 9th of October. And before we get into the show, we're just going to look at what the markets are doing. We're just going to look at the markets and a couple of companies that we always focus on this show. So first of all, we're going to look at how the Dow was doing, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And then we'll look at the FTSE, we'll look at the S&P, the NASDAQ, we'll look at the 10-year, what the 10-year is doing today. Then we'll go to Africa, look at some of the African markets, the JSE, the NSE, look at some historical context also. So stay tuned as we continue with the program. Welcome to any new listeners. This is Old Money University. Okay, let's look at the Dow. Right now, the S&P 500 is on 3,478. And just to give you a bit of history on that, in 2000, the S&P was on 1,427. And that's what, right now is on 3,478. So that's about, double plus, about 120% increase since 2000. That's a 20-year period, right? And, you know, from the time I'm looking at this, some of the study I did this in the beginning of the year, just before the pandemic, and the S&P was on 3,200, right? So, I mean, it hasn't done too badly. And the interesting thing about it is that in 2010, just this 10-year period from 2010 to 2000, I mean, remember 2008, we had the financial crisis. 2010, the S&P was at 1,062, sorry. So, I mean, from 2010 until 2020, I mean, that's almost like three times. That's almost like a 300% increase. So, I mean, if you had gone into the markets around about the time 10 years ago, you would have made quite a killing. 300% on your money, which is really, really, really good. I mean, which leads to another lesson, really, about the times we're in right now. And remember, what Warren Buffett always says, you must be fearful when others are greedy, and you must be greedy when others are fearful. And what he was saying about that is, you know, in times of uncertainty is also times of great opportunity. When people are afraid, they don't know what to do, they don't know what's going to happen, you know, just like in these times, and people are not really sure, you know, there's certain companies, certain industries that they're not really sure. A lot of people are not sure about a lot of things. But at the same time, these times can be times of opportunity, you know, if you can analyze the right companies, if you can spot opportunity, if you can look at areas, places, companies where you know that investors have overreacted. So some of these stocks that have been hit, I mean, you know that, you know, people are always going to be drinking Coca-Cola, you know, pandemic or not. You know, people are always going to be drinking coke. Because in some of these times, investors react and they sell all their portfolio or they sell part of their portfolio. And those kind of, when a lot of people are selling, you know, there'll be more supply than demand. And it decreases the value of these shares. And that's an opportunity to come in. So that's another thing that we can look at. Let's look at what the NASDAQ. NASDAQ is on 11,563. And just to, which is, I mean, the NASDAQ has done really, really well, because in 2010, it was at 2,308. I mean, that's almost like a 400%, 400-500% increase from 2010. So, I mean, if you had gone in at those levels, I mean, you're really, really doing well. We're going to just look at those two. There's something interesting that happened to me today. I was doing a study for my website. About Facebook. I was reading the Facebook annual report, and some very, very interesting stats about where Facebook makes money. I don't know how many of you have ever thought about Facebook as a company, Facebook making money as a company. I know we're all in Facebook, but looking at Facebook as a company, number two, looking at Facebook as an advertising platform, because that's another way you need to, I mean, that's, whoa, if I started that. There's a guy I was listening to, and I mean, you guys need to really, really, really look at this guy. His name is Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary V. I mean, if you can stand the swearing, I mean, if you don't mind the cursing, and he's one of those, I mean, an incredible entrepreneur. He's from New York. I mean, he's built his company, VaynerMedia. And if you want an education on how to do business in 2020, right? Social media, how that thing fits in. I mean, I've got his book. I'm still reading his book. It's called Jab, Jab, Right Hook. This guy is so interesting. Follow him on Twitter, on Facebook. Follow him on Instagram. He's really, really good. He curses a lot. But if you can go past the way he speaks, the guy is smart. One of the things that he's speaking about is how cheap Facebook ads are. And he always calls himself, he says, I day trade attention. And that statement is loaded. What he was trying to really say was, he was talking about advertising prices. Meaning, if you're an advertiser, right? If you look at the current mediums for advertising. So either you're going to go television, you're going to go radio, you're going to go billboards, you're going to go print ads, which is magazine, newspapers, or you're going to go internet, right? We're talking about Google AdWords. You're talking about social. You're going to talk about Facebook video ads. You're talking about Instagram. You're talking about all these ads, right? So he's talking about how much there's the opportunity because of the prices. Because people in these big companies haven't realized that the world has changed. What he was talking about is that people no longer watch TV. People no longer watch ads on TV. Yet, those ads continue to be the most expensive ads there. But what you're saying, no one watches ads anymore. No one watches billboards anymore. Everyone's watching their cell phone. But Facebook ads are cheap. So, I mean, this is a time to be really advertising on Facebook. Relatively, if you look at the return on investment, because on Facebook, everyone's always on Facebook. And if you've got a product, you've got a service, you need to start to look at Facebook advertising, because right now it's cheap. And I was looking at it from our region in Africa. And I was reading, I was trying to educate myself on that. So I was reading the Facebook annual report, it's called the 10K, which is like almost like, you know, it's a financial report for the quarter, for 2020. We're on Q3, I think, yeah, Q3 2020. So, I mean, Q3, Facebook made about, what, $18 billion in ad revenue, which is crazy money. $18 billion a quarter, 3 months, right? And there's a measure that they use to measure. There's a metric that they use to measure the monetization of users, meaning all the users on Facebook. There's a way that these guys calibrate it. It's called average revenue per user. So they look at all the users and the amount of money that they're squeezing off the user. And they're looking at how much, I mean, money they get from the different regions. So the way they kind of like calculate it is that they look at the United States, Canada, they look at Asia Pacific, they look at Europe, then they look at the rest of the world. So us guys in Africa, we're in the rest of the world. But interestingly, he's talking about, he says average revenue per user in US Canada market is almost 12 times higher than that in Asia. And so, I mean, that accounts for the differences in prices. So if you're going to post an ad, so the ads in America are much more expensive, right, than the ads in Asia or the rest of the world, because the amount of money that Facebook can squeeze out, the amount of competition, right, for advertising on Facebook in the United States is quite high. But still, Gary Vee being there, he considers it very low compared to TV, compared to TV advertising. So I mean you can imagine us in Africa, I mean, we are probably facing some of the lowest advertising rates in, I mean, it's an opportunity for you to be able to put your product out there. Anyway, he was talking about arbitrage, how to take your money and how to put it in Facebook ads, how to blow up your product using the Facebook ad thing. And he was talking about it's an opportunity to be able to attack these industries. Because, I mean, advertising is business. And that's the money side of business. And it's an opportunity if you have got a company and you're looking to get inroads into a certain market. For example, you look at maybe the drinks market, and the big companies are just face, if you know, in South Africa, they focus on the rugby and super sport and stuff like that. And if you start to really focus on Facebook, and they talk about a company called Wish, which was very interesting to me. I think you guys have seen Wish ads. I've seen them, Wish ads. And that company Wish, I just thought this was just some stupid company. It's a Chinese company, and they sell clothes. And I know my wife's neighbor, my wife, the friend, which is, she's a neighbor. She orders this stuff from through Wish, and she resells it here. And they were talking about how Wish is, Gary Vee was talking about how Wish has built a $1 billion business just from Facebook ads. And that got me thinking. These guys are taking advantage of the price, the advertising price, and the power of Facebook, because we spend all our time on Facebook. And if you can get your product in front of people, and they've built a whole business on the back of Facebook advertising. And I mean, when I sat down and thought about that, it, so many things came along from personal experience. Anyway, we're going to talk more about this. We're just going to go for a short break. See you just now. Okay, this is the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And please, please, please subscribe. Hold Money University on Spotify. Let's grow the community. Tell a friend and send me a message, please. I would like to hear from you, where you're listening from. If something has been of encouragement or has helped you in any way, I'd really, really appreciate it. Hit me up on Twitter, on Facebook, and I'll see you next time.